The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, May 12th. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. First things first, happy 2021 NFL schedule release day. At 8 p.m. Eastern tonight, you'll be able to plan your outlook from September until, well, if you're lucky, the middle of February. Don't forget, we're going to find out about 17 games, pushing the Super Bowl back a week. At around 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight, the league will reveal each and every regular season game day and time. And I, for one, cannot handle the excitement.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
I know stats caught you up on all the Tim Tebow to tight end to Jacksonville Jaguar news on yesterday's edition of The Daily, but while on the Chris Collinsworth podcast on Tuesday, head coach Urban Meyer was asked to explain himself.
Yeah, we have not signed Tim. There's a thought going around, you know, he was in the best shape of his life, asked to see if he could work out with a couple of our coaches. I wasn't even there. And they came back to me and said, wow, this guy's in incredible shape. And I said, then I went another time and watched him try him out. And they said, go work on these things. He comes back later. They try him out again. I'm not there. And they come in and they said, wow, you know, this guy's ball skills. He's a great athlete. He looks like he's 18 years old, not 20, whatever he is, 33. And I said, guys, you don't understand. Now, this guy is, you know, he's the most competitive maniac you're ever going to talk to. And let's give it a shot. And I have not decided if we're going to do that or not yet. I'm getting close. I got to make a decision here pretty soon.
Well, hurry up, Urban. This is Tim freaking Tebow we're talking about. We've got two notes to talk about out of Atlanta. The first will be relevant to fantasy owners considering an open competition is happening at the running back position. That phrasing was used by running backs coach Desmond Kitchings on Monday. Former Panthers back Mike Davis is the favorite, likely followed by Cordarrelle Patterson, Quadri Olison, Tony Brooks-James, and now undrafted free agents Javian Hawkins and Caleb Hungley. Grab those cuffs, fantasy heads. And also in Atlanta, when Falcons quarterbacks coach Charles London took the podium, or I'd imagine a Zoom call, he of course discussed the starter, the 36-year-old Matt Ryan. And I quote, "We studied every dropback pass, every play action pass, everything that Matt did this past year. We thought as a staff that he was still performing at a high level. He could still do everything that was needed to do to run this offense. I look forward to working with him. He has a very unique skill set," end quote. Ryan will have some new special help as the Falcons took Kyle Pitts at number 4 overall rather than going with one of those young guns. Also on Tuesday, the Falcons released kicker Elliott Fry. A couple LA Rams players will have new numbers after the NFL passed a rule to ease number restrictions this offseason. Some of the highlights include newcomer to LA, DeSean Jackson, who will wear number 1, while oldcomer, Robert Woods, will wear number 2. Woods was formerly number 17 in LA after wearing number 10 in Buffalo. I personally love this number change, but I'll also admit the Count was my favorite Sesame Street character growing up. Apologies to the Big Bird fans out there.
There are 5,961 little yellow feathers on Big Bird.
Counting quarterbacks in Denver, there are two possible quarterbacks who will start for this team, as Aaron Rodgers is not there yet, because that would be three. But right now, it's Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. Bridgewater made a point of it to tell the team website he is going to be a leader in Denver.
Like I said, it's a talented football team, and it has so many pieces. And I'm just, you know, glad to be a part of, you know, what they're doing around here and what we're trying to build here. It's a great, unique opportunity for me to come in and, you know, compete and lead at the same time. And I'm just grateful for this opportunity.
Woo, we got a little lead gate going on in the mountains. Can't imagine Drew Lock is going to like another man leading his dang team. Who would? Let's finish up your daily with some news and notes in a speed round. The Broncos are signing offensive tackle Ryan Pope, according to NFL Network. The Broncos make the move as they are scrambling a bit to replace Juwan James, who tore his Achilles away from the facility just last week. The Panthers hired Cole Spencer as a college scouting director. Spencer comes from the Washington football team, where he was a national scout. The Panthers and these personnel and the WFT feels like one of the NFL's odd couples. The Cleveland Browns claimed kicker Chase McLaughlin. The Tennessee Titans agreed to terms with Quentin Meeks. Las Vegas Raiders signed wide receiver Caleb Scott. The Indianapolis Colts signed defensive tackle Antoine Woods. And the New England Patriots signed offensive lineman Will Sherman and wide receiver Trey Nixon. Finally, the city of Philadelphia will end all COVID-19 capacity restrictions with the exception of mask-wearing requirements on June 11th, opening the door for Birds fans to return to a full stadium in the fall, per the team. That's the latest in the news of the NFL on Wednesday, May 12th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for the Pupcast with Kate Majuk and Kyle Posey. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.